What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked, and now we're buzzing you in. It's time to get messy as what on the Insecure After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The hit series on HBO starring Issa Rae, and we're back for another week of coverage. Now, look at here. We got a full day. Because, you know, last week, now let me just explain what happened last week.
Who this?
Here's what happened.
This is what happened last week, okay? We're going to get into it. We got a full panel, okay? What had happened was we started taping and didn't realize Spicy was outside the dough.
16.
So, Sips, sorry. I apologize. But let's get it going. Once again, this is the Insecure After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall. Now, the rest of the deck, let them know where to find you.
Yes, my name is Allie Washington. You can follow me Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that at Allie the Pub.
And, of course, you can always play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at SpicyMadi and newly engaged as well.
Hey. Yay!
I'm fancy for real. I'm just saying, you know.
I feel like Molly right now.
Molly or no. It's okay.
I told you I'm Molly in real life.
That's why we on the same side.
Damn, didn't we just talk about this last week?
You're going to find somebody.
Okay, boo, sorry. No, it's okay.
You can find me at On With Omari on Twitter and IG. Also hit me up on Snapchat at Omari B. Is that a princess cut?
Actually, no, it's Radiance.
Let's talk about it.
I like that you know your cuts,
well,
though.
They mentioned it in the episode. I was going to ask you, what is a princess cut diamond?
Is it just a square? Yeah.
Is that square?
So this is, it's in the emerald family, but it has the brilliance of all the other cuts that are more circular.
I need to write this stuff down.
So radiant cut is elongated.
Well, okay. Spicy, show us over here.
Yeah, okay. I want to see.
Come through, yes. Man.
Come on.
And
let me tell you something.
Remember that
song back in the day? The Big Timer song? Look, when the ice hit the light, it's wailing. Listen.
Hello. It's pinging over here. Ping, ping.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Now, let me tell you this much. If you're on social media right now, go on AfterBuzz TV across the board. Send a congratulatory tweet, Insta something rather, to Spicy saying congratulations. And if you want to comment on the blinging of her ring, go on YouTube. Let us know. With that, I want to shout out some people on YouTube.
Okay.
You know, because we had, I believe, 27 comments last week.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted to shout out some names. I ain't going to say what you said, because some of y'all was throwing shade. But it's all good. It's all good. Leah LaVon, shout out to you. CMH by way of NC. Okay. Farah One, shout out to you. The Right Stuff 14, I see you. K-Trey, something full. The Right Stuff 14, Dear Showrunners. I like that name. Tio Baracho, Mama Sophia, D. Reed in the house.
Hey. What up?
Olajuwon Washington. I like the way you spelled
that's
the that, most okay?
Putting it down for
Black
Washington.
Name.
And then Kelly Watts. Kelly Watts.
Wonder where she
we
from.
Know what fleek means. And shout out most of y'all, that was the comment. How you not know what fleek? We know. We were being sarcastic, guys. Damn.
They tried it.
So, yes, once again, make sure you guys engage with us on social media across the board, AfterBuzz TV. And then, again, engage on YouTube because I go through the comments. And if you say something I like, I'll give you a thumbs up. If you say something I don't like,
blocked.
I may not even say nothing. Okay.
Boop.
Delete. Anywho, let's get into it, you guys. This
messy
week,
as
messy
just
as
messy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Starts
on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
So this is basically Insecure. I wasn't sure how it was going to play out. Like, were they going to have a different scenario every show? You know, kind of like a Friends or something like that.
Theme.
But this really will carry through their life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it basically leaves off where, you know, Molly and Issa have to deal with Issa being on her couch and.
Right.
living with her. So what did you guys think about the fact that, A, I thought she was going to end up back at Lawrence's house or her house at the beginning of this episode. Mm-hmm. I was surprised she was still
on a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was in the bathroom doing, you know, her rap thing. I love that.
Yes.
She's taken over Molly's domain. But Molly's a good friend. She told her she could stay as long as she wanted. So she's just trying to figure things out. Talking to herself in the mirror, giving that pep talk. So
Which I love.
What I don't think that Molly's doing, though, is playing the friend role of getting into her business for real, and giving her that kind of advice like, hey, let's look at like the pros and cons of why you want to really be in this relationship or why you shouldn't. And I'm surprised that seeing how Molly's struggling, Issa's still choosing to get out of her relationship. I thought that there would be more forewarning from Molly, like, look, this is why you don't want to be alone, girl.
Right.
And that's not happening yet.
Well, you don't want to be with someone just for the sake of being with somebody.
Well, true. But even still then, Molly could still... I kind of side with Spicy on this one. Because feel like Molly could have a little bit more of a conversation with her. Like, girl, listen. You see my life on a day-to-day. You see how much I complain. Mm-hmm. Like, moan and groan. You see it firsthand. So it's like, dude, whatever you got, just work it out. Because you don't want to be like me. I don't want you to be like me because you're my friend.
Hell no. Nah. And you know what? I love the fact that they broke it down at brunch, because isn't that such an LA thing?
Yeah.
Like, this is really my life. Like, we're having this conversation right now. I have these all the time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mixology over at the Grove, the $25 brunch.
Hello.
Oh my God.
I haven't been yet. We got to go one day.
The LA brunch. We need a live
show from brunch.
We got to go one day.
I agree with that. Okay. On AfterBuzz.
Yes. I think that'd be really fun. What did you guys think about Lawrence calling Molly?
Oh my gosh. That's standard though.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like when you really want your person back, you will call the friend. Shoot, I'll call the friend if I'm just looking for my man. Yeah. Like, so I can't reach him. Is he at the gym with you or what bar are y'all at?
Yeah.
That's not
You
not
didn't appreciate the effort.
It threw me off a little bit because I'm like, well, why does Lawrence even have her number? Like, I got some friends, like, if their dude called me, especially if they ain't worth nothing, they shouldn't even have my number.
But McCall, they've been together for a long time.
4 years.
Okay.
A majority of her 20s.
And look. So this is part of my issue thus far with the character development. Is he really as bad as they're portraying him? I feel like they're putting dubs on it because they haven't yet gotten into what's making him worthless. Because, mind you, if we flip it and he gets a job tomorrow, Issa will not be going anywhere. And so I feel like it's just that one little factor that he's not working. And what she's not doing is communicating the other issues. She's just saying, like, oh, he doesn't get it. But what she's not doing is going in on, like, hey, babe, I really would appreciate it if we did more of X, Y, and Z. She's just letting him, like, skate with the birthday and all the other issues and just running.
And I like that you brought that up because I think that they got into it a little bit when they went to the nail salon because Issa kind of talked about how they don't really have an exciting sex life.
Right.
Okay, so she threw something out that I wanted to kind of throw the table. So Issa, you know, talking about their discrepancies in the bedrooms, basically like, you know, he ain't putting it down. Now, y'all know when they put it down, you put up with a whole lot of stuff.
Take it to Red Lobster.
Name the craziest thing you'd have put up with because they was putting it down.
Brokenness.
I mean,
I have dealt with somebody just like him, and that's why I'm like, dang, but if he puts it down, though. So that is an issue that she's having.
Yeah.
But what is she doing, though, to communicate to him, like, hey, we need to spice things up? That's something, I feel like she's not taking any accountability or responsibility.
I think that's what frustrates her, though, the most, is that she's not taking responsibility. And so her coming, you remember when she was in the aisle?
She keeps throwing it on him.
She's like, yeah, because she doesn't know how to, like, internalize it. Like, damn, this could really be my fault that he ain't got it together. Like, well, you know what? And I do want to say for the record, I'm sorry how I put out Lawrence last time and I withdraw. Because the brother's trying. I just want to put I withdraw my feelings about Lawrence.
Is this your real life
he's
Lawrence
trying.
Or the one on the
both
show?
Both of them.
Because do y'all remember last week how Allie basically says she has
Lawrence
a real life
week.
Lawrence?
But the thing about it is you have to give people's time and space. Sometimes people need time longer than others to figure things out. And I feel like I prejudged Lawrence, the real one.
Did you learn anything from Destiny's Child? Don't put them out. Don't blast them on the internet. You just blasted them last
pretty
week.
Much. I'm better pretty than
much.
That.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Molly asked Issa if Lawrence has ever sucked her toes, which I am just very grossed out by.
What? Oh, my
Did
God.
Did y'all catch
that?
That
feels so good.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, girl. I have literally put somebody out of my house.
For sucking your toes?
What?
I grew up an athlete. My feet look like damn it to hell. If you have the nerve to put your mouth on these toes.
He loves you. Oh, God. That's how you know he loves him.
That's why I had to put him out.
I was thinking.
Hello?
I had to put him out. So,
Amari, come on now.
We'll never suck a toe, so please get
Dang, I have sucked toe.
I'm with you.
What?
Yes.
See, it gets real on this Instagram show.
I'm just saying, like,
she's spicy.
I'm going to lick it from the head to the toe.
Now, here's the deal. She does have an engagement ring, and she's out here sucking toes.
Hello. So, ladies.
Maybe I missed something.
You got to do it all.
Hello.
Anywho, I met this guy on the internet, and this topic comes up tonight on Insecure, the whole online dating thing. Child. Mm.
The apps.
So spicy. Since we're, I think we're just going to focus on.
She's a relationship expert at the table.
Clearly, you got the ring. What are your feelings on online dating? So, we're going to go around the panel, but
I am pro online dating.
Did you meet your man online?
I did not, but I'm also an extrovert. I'm a social helicopter, so I'm going to ask my friends, "Do you have anybody for me? Do you know anyone?" I'm going out every week. I'm actually actively searching and looking for a partner, or at least I was. Just like when you're applying for a job, you don't just send one resume out. You actively ask, hey, do you know of anybody who works at this network? Do you know of any? So you have to take your dating just like you do your career hunt. Hmm. And it's all about networking. And you don't go into it thinking that you land the job and you want to be CEO of a company. You go into it thinking that you're just, you know, applying to the job. Let me see if this is the right cultural fit for us. And so because I'm aggressive with that, I found a relationship from a previous friend here on AfterBuzz, one of my co-hosts. It was his best friend.
Is it a brother?
Yeah. My fiance is Jamaican.
Oh.
But
I know you ain't going nowhere.
You gotta be careful dancing, girl.
Yes, I'm a Latina.
You might be sucking molten toes.
But as far as like the dating online and the apps are concerned, it's great for people who don't have time in their schedule or for people who aren't going to actively pursue or even go out with on their own to look and who don't have time to be in social environments every weekend. Because at least you're putting that energy out there. You're putting that effort out there. If not, what else are you going to be doing?
You got to cast out the net. Like Molly said, it's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. Molly said that on the episode and I was like, well, I guess I see it. Now, I've done my fair share of online dating. Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you how my heart kind of sank during this episode for Molly? Because we're running short on time this week. So, again. I don't know why we keep running short on time, but anywho, I do want to, you know, fast forward a little bit. I thought Molly was getting close to finding the one this episode.
Oh, I did really? Too until he whispered in her ear and f***ed it up.
Are you trying to fuck?
I mean, God, really? I was
the
sorry.
Argentinian that was creepy wine, the way he did it.
I mean, all of her dates, it was just like almost uncomfortable for me to watch because literally, and I live here in LA. I know what this life is like. It's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate.
I was confused because isn't she the one that said you have to fuck a lot of frogs to like find your
one frog?
Issa
was like, where is that quote?
That's not a saying.
No, I don't know. Like,
but then how did she get so? I mean, I guess it's kind of rude to ask if you want to fuck, but like, isn't that what she said herself? You got to fuck a lot of people to find your mate in the nail salon, and then when the dude asked that she wanted to fuck, she got all high and mighty.
I think it's just how you go about
it. I mean, it was like a little like whoa. Well,
I think it's how you go.
She just asked for coffee, and then he was like, boom.
Yeah.
Well, she had a different expectation. She was thinking, oh, long term, like there may be something here. She wasn't going into it with just thinking it was going to be sex. Had she gone into it like that, then I don't think she would have been as offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, she didn't put out any this episode, which I was very happy to see.
That we know of.
That we know of.
She did run into the light-skinned dude.
She did.
Oh, you know there's going to be
she
a
did.
Little...
She did. All, I'm sure we'll see some more of that next week. But let's talk about Issa and Lawrence, because that is, you know, the topic that will probably be running for the remainder of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't see Lawrence going anywhere. She was like 1 foot out, but then as we see, she got her ass back in that bed.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get back together.
Let's talk about
They're
it.
They're back together. They're
not, so. They were never apart.
Well, right. I'm just saying, they're going to work through it. Whatever it is, Issa's going to get over it. Lawrence is going to finally get him a job later on down the line. It's going to be a couple of episodes.
Season finale.
But I got some hope for the brother. Like I said, I take it back. I'm with you, Team Lawrence.
There we go.
What do you,
Larissa. Team Larissa.
Larissa.
Do you, okay, so regarding Lawrence, I just want to bring up something real quick. Do you guys feel like Issa, you know, clearly she's fed up with him, but I kind of feel like his friends are fed up with him too. I think everybody around Lawrence picks up on the fact that he's not doing what he's supposed to, including the gangster-ass dude that lives downstairs.
Thug Yoda. Yeah.
Right.
What's his name? Thug Yoda?
Thug Yoda.
Whatever his name was. I think everybody has picked up on the fact that Lawrence is not doing the right thing. Who's going to get it in his head to really, like, change his ways? Because I don't think it's going to be Issa.
Everything around him. Like, if you see how people respond to him, like how the guy talked to him, like at the trash can, the guy, he was bullying it and just at the trash can giving life. Then Issa's fed up with him. That's your girl. And then the boys, you're trying to call them to try to talk and get off, you know, your feelings. Everybody's response is going to make him get it together. Like, you know what? I'm going to turn the table today.
When you have that low energy, like, people pick up on that. Yeah. If you're not about shit, if you're not doing anything with your life, people don't
want to associate. They're going to treat you like that.
Right. It's hard to connect with people who aren't on your same page. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Issa's doing that much better than he is. And so I think you have two people who are both doing whack. And I know that Issa is employed, but she almost lost her job last episode.
Definitely did.
And she's slacking, too. So had she come home and said that she lost her job, she would be in the same place as him, having bad sex, not working, not doing anything, and only having her one friend, Molly.
And then her pussy would have been broke, too.
Yes. So she's like a snap away from being him.
Yeah, and let's be clear. Just because you have a job doesn't mean that you're happy or doesn't mean that you're
together.
That you're ambitious. Mm-hmm. You know, you could just have a job. There is a difference with somebody who's really ambitious and goes after it and has a job.
I mean, clearly she just wanted to wing it for the presentation. So, I mean, how ambitious is she with that job?
She's insecure, Omari.
We talked about that. I said last week right. that Molly was not satisfied with her job. Mm-hmm. Right. But in this episode, I actually think that Issa is more dissatisfied with her employment situation. Mm-hmm. So we'll see this develop more. For some odd reason, once again, they're telling me I got to take my ass home. Okay, I don't know why. But anywho.
We've been talking like, 5 minutes?
Time goes by so fast when you're having fun.
Right. When I'm with good people, I have a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed what we had of an episode. Of course, if you want to continue the dialogue, I'm on Twitter. We're all on social media. You can find me at So McCall Hall when sports and pop culture collide. And where can they find you guys to keep this conversation going?
At Allie the Pub, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
And Spicy Mari.
At On With Omari, Twitter, IG, Snapchat, Omari B. Please engage because I have so much more I want to say about this show.
Right. Like we need
we're taking
more
time. We're taking this party to Twitter.
If y'all need relationship advice.
We got to talk about the four freeways.
Hey, I need a man.
Oh, all right, you guys. Okay. Go on YouTube right now. Comment. We're going to keep this party going. I ain't going nowhere. All right. We'll see you guys next week on AfterBuzz TV. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.